Yeah, what up, everybody? Welcome back on another Friday right here on the Active FM, where Christ music is hot music, with your boy DJ Dash. I'm back again with my previous presenter, co-presenter, because if you're thinking right now it's DJ Nave, no, you got it wrong. Because I'm back here with Tracy!
Hi.
Drum roll! yeah. The girl who has all the facts, you get what I'm saying? Has all the facts. She's loaded. She's loaded. Big time. Yeah, welcome back once again, right here on the David Nash Show, right here on Active FM, where Christ music is hot music. I've said it already, but I'm saying it again for your own sake, everybody, because we love you. We give you the best and the exclusive. Yeah, Tracy, how are you doing?
I am awesome. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. I'm excited once again to be here with you in the studio because whenever I get out of here, I always got something that to carry out with me. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
That thing of like, yeah, I've learned something. Even though I'm presenting this show, but I've learned something.
Yes.
Yeah, you're gonna be here more often.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
You're already employed.
Thank you. I actually needed a job. Like, you came at the right time.
Isn't it
awesome.
Wonderful?
Isn't it wonderful? It is indeed.
I know. So how has your week been? We're on a Friday now. It's a Friday morning and you took this time to actually come here, and you could have been sleeping or doing something else,
right?
But now you chose to come here. Why?
Because people need to hear what we need to tell them. They need to be, you know, pumped up and all enthusiastic, and it's a Friday. You know, people become so negative.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my goodness, I'm gonna go drink, I'm gonna go do that, you know. But we're here for them, you understand?
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's why I was like, you know, I have to wake up today. I have to go talk to these awesome people. They have to hear what we have to share with them, so I'm gonna be here.
That's incredible. Awesome people.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
You should teach me how to do that. I've been trying. Yes, it does not work.
Try it. Incredible. Yeah. So you just let it flow.
Okay.
Yeah. Just like that.
I'm smooth. Getting there.
Sauce. Raw sauce.
Right.
Boom. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, everybody, you can interact with us on Facebook at ActiveFM777, on Twitter at ActiveFM777, on Instagram at ActiveFM777. Don't forget to go on YouTube, Active TV, and catch some shows right there. Awesome shows. This is here on Active FM, I hit a blank right there, but here, forgive me. You already know the show. The David Nash Show is not the only show right here on Active FM, but you can also get some psyched up. You can also get hip hop show. You can get the one of my favorite shows, The Funny Truth. Yeah, you laugh non-stop right there. You laugh non-stop. That's awesome. Yeah, so today, before we get into it, but I'm just going to introduce the topic for today. What we're going to be speaking about is something around these few words with inverted commas, lighten up. Yeah, lighten up is what we're going to be talking about today. Lightening up, in fact. I'm sorry about that. I don't know why I'm hitting a blank. Maybe it's because I'm still asleep.
Right?
I don't know why.
These things happen. You know, they have to forgive
me. I'm glad you understand.
Yes, they have to forgive me.
I feel good now. I feel good. I feel confident.
Yes, with the coffee that you just had.
Lightening up. That's what we're talking about today. It's all surrounded on... Okay, I'm just going to leave it there. We're going to give you what it's all about when we come back, everybody. Let's give you some music. Listen up.
You never have to be alone if you would trust me. It's the way I always want. part of me.
But my love can cover all.
But how could you still love me after all that I've done to you?
That's why I sent my son for you.
But what if my heart should change?
Then I'll pursue you with love and grace. I remember the day when I gave my life for you. You don't have to run away. No, you don't have to be proud.
Ooh, but God, I'm trying to wait until I'm perfect. I know that you deserve it.
Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales
and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade on 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Hi everyone, we are back with DJ Dash and Nave, but DJ Nave is not present right now, but we're going to be enjoying the show with Tracy and DJ Dash. He's quite awesome, and we're going to be having a lot of fun with lightening up. So basically, we are going to be talking about, you know, skin bleaching. Mm-hmm. Guys, you know... Like, my goodness, this is so exciting. So let's hear what DJ Dash has to say.
No, you get used to it.
Yes.
As time goes on, you get used to it. I understand. It's like one of those first moments. Okay?
Right, right. And you're giving me this opportunity, the platform. My goodness. And I am not, you know, in it yet. But
now, looking at the skin bleaching and why do people do such things? Well, okay, first of all, what people would like to know is, what is skin bleaching?
So, are you wanting me to explain that?
Please do.
Okay, so basically when you skin bleach yourself, you buy these creaming products to make your skin lighter, to make your skin flawless and radiant. It does make your skin radiant, because I'm talking from experience. I didn't want to share that, but yes, it does make your skin very radiant.
Yeah.
And but it has a lot of after effects. So that is basically skin bleaching.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. But now, getting into it as well, why do people do such things? Why do people do skin bleaching? What is so interesting about it?
Well, it depends on the background of the person. I'd say peer pressure, low self-esteem, not finding your identity in Christ, you know, and finding your identity in people, you know, being sensitive to people's opinions. If they say you're too dark, oh well, I'm gonna do something about my life. I can't deal. This is too much for my life. And then, yeah, I'd say trying to prove yourself, wanting to be liked, wanting to be classified as a yellow bone. This yellow bone thing has
It's trending.
Yo.
Okay, yellow bones. Black is beautiful, man. And not that I'm saying anything about the yellow bones. Yes, that's your original skin. That's awesome. But now, why would you change yourself from being that black beauty to something that you're not? Which is something that you mentioned, that identity, which refers to identity. People don't know their real identity.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, definitely. And one other thing is that the media rubs it in our face. You're too dark, you're not that. You understand? Yeah. They put on all these yellow bones, Pearl Tusi, all these pearls and all these, you know, Beyoncé's and Rihanna's. You understand?
Yeah.
And you end up feeling, oh my word, I'm not worth it. I'm literally, there's nothing that I could, you know, try and do to be beautiful.
Mm.
Unless if I go, you know, opt for that skin bleaching kind of thing. You understand? So the media condemns us. It makes us feel, you know, you're not good enough. You know, your looks are not, they're never going to amount to anything beautiful.
Yeah.
You literally are dark, short, fat. You know those kind of
things?
Yeah. But it has everything. Like, it was 2 years ago, it was the yellow bone thing. Now it's, you know, the body size. If you're not tall, you're not the it. If you're not skinny, you're not the it. Fat is horrible. You are unhealthy. You understand? So we get affected by those. You know, sometimes we try and be, you know, pulling that strong appearance, you know, I can do this. I am worth it. You know, the media's not gonna affect me in any way. But it gets to a point where it hits. When you are in your own room alone, you think, my goodness, this hits. It's bad. It really is bad. I'm horrible. I've tried. I'm too fat. I've tried. I'm too dark. I can't. I tried makeup. It's not working. You know, for some girls, they do that. They're like, no, I've tried makeup. It's not working. I look horrible. I look like a zombie. So let's just quit makeup. Let's bleach. You understand?
Yeah.
Let's just, okay, quit eating a lot. Let's havoc our bodies.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
And you end up being something that you are not used to. You end up leaving for people. It's never about you now. It's about, you know, pleasing people, you know.
Now, whenever you wake up in the morning, the first thing that comes to your mind is like, okay, how am I going to please people now today?
Yes.
That's
definitely.
You're living for people, basically.
Yeah.
But now, there's this lady. I was watching a show on TV this other time. And this lady was, she's a white lady. And she completely turned herself into a black person.
Serious?
I was like, what?
I'd like to meet that person.
I was watching it on Maury show. I don't know if you're familiar with that. Yeah, like, she completely turned the whole thing, the whole body into a black person.
And how does she look?
Well, as you can tell right now, I'm speechless.
That
I'm
silence speechless. Says
like,
a lot.
It says a lot because, like, she was... Okay, I'll be honest about this. Her original skin, her original self was so beautiful.
Okay.
Now, after then, like you said, side effects. There are terrible side effects.
Oh my goodness, that's bad.
Like, the boobs were like oversizing, like out of proportion.
Huh?
The body would be so skinny. Alright, and then now here it's like, what?
Transformation.
And the whole face was like something else.
My goodness.
It was really shocking. Looking at that person is like, what? Really, people are struggling from their identity. They don't feel comfortable in their own original skin. They always want to be like somebody else that they are not.
Yeah.
And she couldn't explain the reason why she did that.
Sure.
It's because she wants to be black. I was like, wow.
That's not a good enough reason, though. That's ridiculous.
Like, because now I was asking myself, when she's looking at her photos when she was still white and looking at herself right now, how she looks.
Was she content?
Come on. Like, I couldn't explain it when I was watching that video. I'm like, what? Like, how could you trade this for this?
My goodness.
I'm like, okay. If you feel comfortable about it, but why would you do that?
Right.
Identity crisis, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I share my experience?
Okay.
So basically, I think I was in grade 8. Yes. So I went to a new school, you know, a new life, everything.
Yeah.
got to the new school, I was from a township, now to a suburban area. So you get there, you meet, you know, all these white people, all these colored people, you know, and you like black. And I had a bonding. So what happened is that during the December holidays, we went to Eastern Cape. You know, Eastern Cape is hot. Guys, Eastern Cape does not play with people.
And it my little turns brother complaining about it.
Yo, that place is hot for days.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, I was still a kid going out, playing, you know, with other kids, not making myself better. Only, I didn't know that I was going to turn darker than, you know, when I got to Eastern Cape. So, it was fun. Came back to Joburg. Yes, we went then. I started my new school. So I enforced, you know, my mom to actually allow me to plant this bonding. So this bonding, it's like, you know, these weaves, you know, but this weave had two colors. It had, you know, it was black fading into maroon. It was kind of beautiful color. Right. But I was like, going to grade 8. Okay, I was like, okay, fine. I'm gonna look cool. You know, it's a new school. I have to look, you know, dashed up.
Oh, yeah.
Like DJ Dash. Okay.
Yeah.
So I was all dashed up. It was so cool. So I got to the school. People, like, I kept on speaking English. I didn't even know how to speak English. It was horrible, guys. From a township to a, you know, white, you know,
western side
of, you understand. And I couldn't even talk. And I was like, you know, I was trying to talk English, you know, trying to prove myself. People classified me as a Nigerian.
Whoa.
Because of my complexion,
Mama,
because of my weird hair colors, because of how I was dressed, because of how I could speak. So you understand, you are in a new school, you are trying to speak this English thing. I don't know for what, why can't you be all black? Because, you know, you're trying to fit in. It's all about, you know, blending in. If you don't blend, then you're not, you know, you're not the edge. You're always gonna be isolated, always lonely and all that. So I was trying to avoid that. So what happened is that I joined, I kept on pushing. People spoke their own languages, and I was like, God, I'm not gonna do this. This Sotho, because I'm Sotho. So I'm like, this Sotho thing, this, because I can speak 7 South African languages.
Wow.
Like, yeah, Pedi, Sotho, Tswana, you name it, Xhosa, Zulu, everything.
What?
So I was like, you know what? But why? Why are you doing this to yourself? I'm like, but God, I committed. I am going to speak English. I don't care if I don't know it. For the mere fact that I'm trying, I'm going to end up knowing this. You're going to see.
Yeah, that's good.
So it went on, and people were like, you know, I didn't have friends. People would, you know, gossip about me behind my back. No, she's a Nigerian, you know, she's too short. She is, you know, they would always judge me. Like, they always had something to say about me. So it got to a point about, okay, I got a friend. Her name was Mpumi. So this girl, I met her towards, you know, the end of the year.
Yeah.
In 2010, when I was in grade 8. So she tells me about, you know, there's this cream, it turns you, you become light, you become yellow bone. Like, my hair, naturally, I have, like, very curly hair.
Yeah.
It is very curly. Like, even dreadlocks, though, they told me, Tracy, you can't have, you are forcing, you have Indian hair. I was like, you know what, I am black. People have told me I'm black, they've told me I'm Nigerian. Don't come tell me that I have Indian hair. I am doing dreadlocks, you understand?
And
they actually enforced dreadlocks on my hair.
Yeah.
And I am a jolly lady, and I love it.
Yeah.
So what happened is that this Mpumi tells me about this cream. I went home excited. I was like, Mom, there's this cream. You know, I'm telling her the name. It's called, its name is Bioclear.
Okay.
And I'm like, Mom, it's so cool. It makes you light skin, clear, no after effects. She told me, I just don't have to walk in the sun. I just don't. I can't expose myself to the sun. Mom's like, but Tracy, you're beautiful. Mom, you don't know what you're talking about. Keep telling that to yourself, because I feel ugly. People tell me I'm ugly. You know, I was so bad when I was young. I was full of attitude.
Yeah.
I didn't even care whether it was my mom, it was an elder. I was like, you know what? I'm doing this. I didn't give my mom a choice, because I knew if I had given her a choice, I wasn't going to bleach my skin. Oh. So it got to that point, and then I started saving. My mom gave me, you know, pocket money, lunch money, and I had lunch. I was like, okay, well, she's spoiling me, fine. Lunch, I'll eat, money aside for this cream. This cream was 70 Rand.
Oh, yeah.
So I saved up, I got 70 Rand. I was so happy. I was like, yes, I am doing this. And then Bumi took me to the place. It was a Nigerian shop, and I was like, people, I'm not your family, but right now I feel like, you know, we are family because people, right? And besides being Africans, people have always classified me as this Nigerian person. Yeah. I was like, my goodness, I am turning my skin. Let's see if they're going to call me another, you know, race, kind of thing. I was so excited.
Brazilian or something like that.
So I got the cream, started applying it. I was so cautious. Literally, you wouldn't see Tracy on the sun. You would never. If you tell me, no, escort me, I'm like, where's an umbrella? Do you have an umbrella for me?
Hmm?
Oh, well, if you don't, stay there. Somebody's going to escort you, not Tracy. I'm sorry. I need to, you know, keep up the look.
Yeah.
So it got to a point where I bleached my skin. I was so yellow. I looked like colored. And then now I'd started, you know, unplatting all these, you know, these. I went natural.
Mm-hmm.
So I went natural. I would, you know, wash my hair, you know, straighten it. And I looked colored. I was like, okay. You know, we're getting this,
you're
right?
You're beating it now.
Right? I am, like, everyone. I didn't need to make friends now. People approached me and wanted to be my friends. I was like, this was easy. I could have done this a long time ago. Why did I waste my time? Man, is that like anything? And it got to a point where people started appreciating me.
Yeah.
It got to a point. Yeah. Then that December, okay, it was 2010. 2010 passed, fine. 2011, I was in grade 9 the whole year using this cream. It got to a point where my skin was irritated because of this cream.
Yeah.
Now, it's that your things got haywire, I tell you. I couldn't, like, even now, I am sensitive to sun. Till today. That's why people are like, you don't like dresses. I'm like, you don't know my issue, hey? I love dresses, but hey, that's fine. I don't tell people that I love. I tell everyone, I hate dresses. I do not, because I have a sensitive skin. Mm. Why? I was born like that. We lie these days.
Yeah. You know?
But ever since I've been a Christian, I'm like, I was not born like that. I did things to my body. I regret it, but I can't do anything. Literally, when I wear something short, my skin, it peels off, it turns your red and my original color, and you see, that's why I never wear short things. I never wear skirts for a long time. If I wear skirts, I need to apply sunscreen because of the cream.
Wow.
So it got to a point where, okay, time went, we went to Eastern Cape.
Mm.
I didn't know, like, you know, that it had after effects. We got to Eastern Cape, my mom's like, no, you're going to church, you need to wear a skirt. I was like, no. She's like, no, Tracy, it's, you know, it's enough. You've been giving me so much attitude. You're going to change. You're going to wear a skirt. You're going to listen to me today. I was like, okay, God, I don't want to listen to this woman. But whatever, because I'm here and I stay under her roof, I'm going to listen today. So I wore a skirt to church, pumps, you know. Yellow bone looking, you know, all girlish. I hated looking girly. I don't know. I just hated it. And then all my hair, you know, loose. People thought, this colored, same cape, a yellow bone. Mm. Well, clothes are yellow, but yeah. We know suits.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do have suits that are yellow, but not every suit. Yeah. So we went to church. I didn't apply sunscreen, nothing. Oh, like my whole body was itchy. I got home, I was crying. Why are you crying? My body's itchy. And I scratched myself. I would turn red. You would, like, if you would look at me, you would see I was beaten up. So I got home. And I was like, what's wrong with your skin? I'm like, I don't know. She's like, I've spoken to you about this. You didn't want to listen. You know, it's like, my mom is like that. She likes rubbing stuff on your face. And I'm like, but this is not the time for you to be, you know, saying all these things. My body is hurting and all that. And I was crying. And she's like, Tracy, I've spoken to you. I'm not that kind of a mom. I'm not gonna, you know, all spoil and, you know, spoon feed you and all that kind of thing. You need to grow.
Yeah.
You need to learn because you did this yourself.
Right.
So I was like, okay, fine. I'm not gonna do this bleaching thing. I'm tired. But I never lost my complexion. I kept on keeping up with it because I was applying sunscreen. It helped a lot.
Yeah.
I just lose, complexion towards facially. I lose my complexion. I just become dark. I'm like, it's fine. I'm not going to any bleaching stuff ever again, not enlightening my skin because of people's opinions. I don't care. I love my skin, you understand? So it got, and then time went, it got to a point about, okay, my knees were starting to, you know, become black. So there's this thing called Deprazone. I know all these creams, trust me, the names come to Tracy, she will tell you, but always remember the after effects. There's Deprazone, Dermatol is a soap.
Okay.
No, Dermatol it's for hair. Deprazone and what is this other thing? Deprazone and Dermatol. Yes. So I mix it together. And what is this? Bioclear, Dermatol, Diprazone. I mix it together. So when you mix the three of them together, they make you light. They make you like, have you seen how Elise is?
Yeah.
You literally become Elise's color.
Wow.
That's how good they are. So what I did is that I mixed them together. Those things, they burn your skin. One product burns your skin, literally become very light. So Tracy thought she was smart by mixing all these creams together. All these creams, they have the after effect of burning your skin. Then she started applying on her knees. Didn't tell my mom again.
Yeah.
Like, no, mom, you know, these knees are, you know, they're doing funny stuff and I need to keep up on my complexion, man. I'm not doing this life. I started applying the cream. Yo, my knee got black. Like your t-shirt. Literally.
Whoa.
I am so serious.
Like the rest of the body was all yellow white, bone and right, then the knees black.
Super black. Oh my goodness. I have never felt so bad in my life. I cried week after week. And like my mom's like, what's wrong with your knee? I was like, no, I kneel a lot. Like I was part of the drama team where you know the drummies and throwing and I was a leader and we had to do a lot of kneeling and jumping, you know. You know, the cheerleading kind of thing.
Right.
So I excuse myself for that. I'm like, no, mom, you know I'm a cheerleader at school, that kind of thing. And I kneel a lot. So you need to understand these things. These things happen. And I kept on hiding my knees. It's like, Tracy, you lying to my life. No, this can't be. You know, when you kneel, you know, you get a you know, that effect. But it's not as bad as it is. And this thing, I can see that it's hurting you.
Mm.
I was like, you know what, mom, don't come at yourself. I don't know why you're talking to me.
Yeah.
And not like, really. I don't know. That attitude came because why? I was trying to protect myself. So... And then it got to a point where I just had to confess.
Mm.
She's like, I told you. It's best you listen now. You never listen to anything that I say to you. Now you're going to face these after effects. They're going to hurt you. Stop with what you're doing. Stop bleaching yourself. Accept yourself for who you are. Stop judging yourself. Because I would always tell her, mom, my feet are fat. I am short. I am dark. My hair is too long. People say I'm a Nigerian because of this long hair. I don't know. You understand? I would always find something to judge myself because of what people had said to me. It affected me till today. I still struggle with identity, but ever since I've been applying the blood of identity, I've seen so much improvement. I don't have to bleach my face anymore. I've accepted that I'm a dark and a beautiful person.
Oh, yes.
I'm an African. I don't have to go back to that. You understand?
Yeah.
So it was... That was it.
Oh, yes, everybody. We're going to kick it off to the ad break right now. Isn't she awesome? Oh, yes, she is. Yeah, until we come back, let's go to the ad break. Yeah.
And no, we don't negotiate with evil. They saying I can give you the world, but first you gotta poison all of your people. But I'm not for sale. I'm not for sale. I'm not for sale. I'm not for sale. I'm not for sale.
I don't know what you reaching out your hand for. For I shake it, I break it, hit the grave for I fake it. I will not accept payment to hand folk. Over to the devil, knowing Christ is they last hope. Surrounded by a bunch of gustos out of low cash. But I ain't selling my soul or my notepad. What you want me to do? Promote crack? Figured they wouldn't reject the noose if the rope black. So you make one a dealer, make the rest fiends. Make one a millionaire, make the rest bleed. Wanna see us hang, get a few good guys. Sit them in a bent coop and make the noose look fly. I can't do it, I know what it feel like. Trying to fit a rap fantasy into my real life. Got a couple real homies doing real time. Trying to eat, now they being told when it's meal time. Why would I make that appealing to them? Why would I make rap appealing to them? And now you saying I'm the villain, cause I'm chilling, trying to get this penicillin through them. And the message, I ain't quitting till it's been delivered to them.
No, we don't negotiate with evil. They saying I can give you the world, but first you gotta poison all of your people. But I'm not for sale. 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 Cause it's kind of a money.
What you want me to do? Stun on everybody. Fake it till I make it in front on everybody. Make them feel low, cause they don't got what I got. Like they ain't on my level, cause they don't rock what I rock. Tell them that I live a life they should wanna kill for. Still for, that's what you get in new jails built for. That's how you pick and choose who them record deals for. First one to tap dance, do a little hill toe. trying to use poverty against them. Like, give them a Ferrari, they'll lie for you and then some. Throw a dress on, rock press ons, help push the same sex laws and disrespect God. Heck no, what I look like trying to impress y'all. Homie, y'all either step off or get stepped on. They saying that I talk like I walk around with Teflon flesh on. For Christ, that's a line I'm willing to put my neck on. So go on ahead, Philistine, get the guillotine. Three racks from a slingshot to make you Timberline. Y'all deny the sun like Michael did Billie Jean. But your calendar is still based off Hemisphere. Right, B.C., before Christ, A.D., Anno Domini, the year of the Lord, right? You can mock and you confront about the knowledge y'all got. But every time you say the year, you acknowledge my God. My
no,
God,
we don't negotiate with evil.
Yeshua the Christ.
They saying I can give you the world. But first you gotta poison all of your people. But I'm not
Hallelujah.
For sale. I'm not 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 for sale. For sale, I'm not for sale. I'm not for sale, I'm not for sale. I'm not for sale, I'm not for sale. I'm not for sale, I'm not for sale. Because it's got all the money, yeah. Because it's got all the money, yeah. Because it's got all the money, yeah. Because it's got all the money, yeah.
Yeah, buddy people. Welcome back once again right here on the David Nash Show. Yeah, with my lady, Tracy,
yeah.
My co-presenter. And she's awesome, right? Ajay agreeing with me right there. You're enjoying the show. And I know. Don't try to deny it. I know, everybody. And you enjoyed this song. And she's got a whole lot more. I'm going to be with her throughout. For some few shows to come, and I'm gonna be right here with her. We're gonna be digging this together, right?
Yeah.
She's awesome, and I feel blessed. I feel blessed that she's here as a co-host. In fact, she's part of this show, man.
Yeah.
She's part of this show because she's owning it as well. She's owning it. You got the whole point right there. Yeah, we're still speaking about lighting up. Lighting up is what we're talking about. Speaking about the skin bleaching thing. What do you think about it? Obviously, you can go on Facebook, ActiveFM777, and you can go on Twitter, at ActiveFM777, on Instagram, at ActiveFM777. You can catch us as well on SoundCloud, iTunes, and you can catch us on YouTube as well, at Active TV. You can catch all the awesome shows right there with the presenters live. You can see their faces right there, who's behind this mic right now. You can get to see them all. Right there, and a whole lot of different events. But right now, we're back again into this skin bleaching thing. But you know, Tracy, I've seen some of the guys as well who do this thing. Am I wrong to say the guys are also into this?
They are.
Yeah.
There is even, like, if you go to Nigerian shops, you name every place, they have products for men, have for girls, and for ladies. It's shocking. It's really flabbergasting, I tell you.
All right. Well, at this point in time, when we're looking at this whole situation of skin bleaching, you think there are more men that are using it or more women that are using it?
I'd say it's 50-50.
Is it?
Because when you go, you... Unless you start using the product, you never know the people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I noticed with cars, if, let's say, you know, my uncle would buy a certain car, I don't start seeing how many people have that car until it is in the family.
Yeah.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, I'd say if you go to the people that use this thing, you'd be shocked. I tell you, it's a lot of people.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Yes.
Wow. That's amazing. That's obviously, people, you have a whole lot of info in terms of skin bleaching. So now you have a choice. You have to decide whether you're going to continue doing this or not. But now, do you think people are aware of the side effects? Do they put them into consideration before they use those creams and all that stuff that they're using to lighten up?
I don't think so. I don't think we do.
No.
Because when you when you hear about the product, you get so excited. Yeah. You're like, you know what? I'm going to try my best. Mm-hmm. I'll just deal with the consequences later. Mm. That's how everybody thinks these days. You understand? Especially the millennials.
Yeah.
We all think like that. Okay, if I could just have it and it's done. Mm. Yes. Consequences later.
Yeah.
Yes, that's us.
But now we also face this thing of what's this plastic surgery as well. Mm-hmm. And now, what is the difference between plastic surgery and skin bleaching, according to your knowledge?
Plastic surgery, I think it would long term, you know, long term kind of situation.
Yeah.
I'd put it like that because you do it once and then you don't have to go back to it again.
Okay.
But skin bleaching, after 6 months, you're dark.
Yeah.
Because you spend so much money, you would spend over thousands and thousands over those creams, but they never do anything. Once you stop using it, you go back to your normal color. So like even now, if you'd go back to my pictures on Facebook previous years, I was a yellow bone. Look at me now. I'm a black beauty.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, yeah.
You wouldn't even say I've used those creams ever again.
So in order for one to keep up with that complexion, they have to maintain all the time.
Yes.
They have to maintain that.
Maintenance is the best, but it's gonna cost you.
Oh yeah.
You're literally gonna finish your mom's money, because I got to a point where my savings were not enough. Mm. I cried to my mom. She's like, I told you, you're not getting this stuff. I'm like, you know, enforcing her to give me them. And I'm like, I'm gonna tell my dad. And I know my dad loves me so much.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get that money.
Yeah, give me that money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really interesting right there, people. I'm sure you've learned a lot today, and you're still going to learn a whole lot, because we still have a last segment from this one. We're going to the last one, and it's going to be awesome, because we got a whole lot for you, and we're always giving you the best, you know. The lady right here, the lady who has got it all. Let me say Miss Intellect or Miss I don't know how to put it, Miss Know It All. No, that doesn't sound good. I don't know if you take it as well, but yeah, she's got all the facts, she's got all the info loaded right now. Okay. Yes. Not literally, but she has a big head, if you get my point.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
And I'm very talkative.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's awesome, everybody. We're still here at the Active What's wrong with me?
777.
Yeah, I guess it's that thing.
Yes. You know when somebody's next to you, you want to hear everything that they want to say?
Mm-hmm.
You don't even feel like talking anymore. So I think
true.
That's what happened.
You get the drill, huh? You get the drill.
Even with my friends, I'd give them a chance to speak. And when it's my turn, and I'd be like, why are you keeping quiet?
It's like they've said everything that you wanted to say.
Yes. Like you don't have anything to add. They've just... Yes.
It's just taken all the, even all the English, all the information that you had. It just took everything. Like, okay, this is going to be mine. I'm going to take it and put it aside. Nothing else. I don't want anything else.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's how it is, everybody. So you have heard it all from us right here on the Active FM, where Christ music is hot music. You can always support these shows, people, because they are awesome. And we've done it all right here. And it's been incredible, right?
Right.
It's been incredible.
We don't even feel exhausted. Like,
we don't.
The energy is on levels. Sauce.
Raw sauce.
Ra.
No ketchup. Just sauce.
Just sauce.
Yeah, you don't need to put those creamy...
creams.
Yeah,
no.
Don't put the creams to change the sauce.
Right. Leave it as sauce.
Yeah, raw sauce.
Yes,
yeah,
leave that skin on sauce.
Yeah.
Not creams.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't want all those kind of things. Why? Why?
Why?
Like, really?
You guys are beautiful.
Embrace your beauty.
Yes.
Yeah, so...
Hence, I'm beautiful. Not just talking to girls, because people are going to be offended out here.
Mm-hmm.
Also with men.
True.
You guys are handsome.
True.
Really.
So, right now, just the words of advice and encouragement to those people who don't feel comfortable with their skin, in their original skin. What would you say to them?
Well, I'd say, first of all, you didn't create yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If we all knew how to create human beings, I am definitely sure that I was going to be turning my height right now too tall. Yes, because I'm very short, but I still love myself.
Yeah.
Understand? And we Christians, you know, God first. If you put God in the middle, you get it all right. Yeah. And start applying the blood of identity, where it talks about, you know, God takes, you know, the God conscious and he replaces it, the people conscious, and replaces it with God conscious, you know, insecurities, he replaces it with securities, you understand?
Yeah.
And low self-esteem with, you know, good esteem in Christ. Yeah. Literally declare that every morning, by the blood of identity, I am beautiful. By the blood of identity, I am worth it. By the blood of identity, I am secure in God. Literally, you're going to experience an awesome change.
Yeah.
You're going to feel like a princess turning around. You know, those Cinderella kind of-ish?
Oh, yeah.
You know, every morning, you're like, oh, my goodness, this is my, you know, I'm wearing my red Cinderella dress today, my pink tomorrow, and with guys, you know, that handsome suit for a prince. So, yes.
Oh, yes, you heard it all right there, everybody. We're going to be coming back with the last segment. But for now, we're going to give you some awesome gazozo, licious, mputo filled sauce, raw sauce, all in one. Mputo. Mputo. Everybody, we're going to give you a track right now and embrace it.
Let Moda Kino care.
Graduated to Hebrew, cause he rules, that's why I do this,
why I do this.
Made straight cause I roll with truth shooters,
truth shoots.
Thought I would get in where I fit in, stay pippin', tryna stack like 40 million, that was the dream when I was king, but I had to kill it, cause I met the sovereign God, man, who's the realest, now I'm the illest, eating more than a cough drop, no post in me cause my heart stopped, autopsy said it never beat us, the sickness, who am I kidding, no feeling, regeneration's essential for spiritual healing. It's hard to camp right without the lamp, right? Rest is fit the mo, fin the blow like back, right? I was a dead man, now I walk in the light. I speak like I'm seeing Superman and Christ the Kryptonite.
Just left the doctor, was a dog, I'm the vet now. A lot of word, man, that's really what I do it for. Professor stay schooling, and me, I'm always in uniform. Fresh off the block, cold chilling on the half. Before all of these studio gangsters was banging flags, I was walking through the city, trying to make it to the studio. My guard up, running with wounds, I'm the Rubio. Started in the script, ended up in the studio. A fantastic voice through the ceiling, Maury Coolio. Now all the ladies asking how we do that. Baby girl, fall back with all that twerking, we don't do that.
We do it cause we love it.
My horse was on some late night Jay Leno. I guess it was that California love in me. Like pop drop smelling like a drug clinic. Yeah, all aloud I was blowing on wild with the homies since a child. I've been holding chrome. Nah, I wasn't looking, I would bang no. A black flag hanging longer than a raincoat. The word hit me and showed me I was indebted. Not a text while I drive, or I would die for the message. I'm on the west with Kino, we on that camp light. We just pitch tents in the dark and be a lamplight.
Everybody steady, steady.
We do it cause we
Yeah, party people, awesome people, incredible people. Yeah, we're back again right here with Tracy and DJ Dash right here on the number one station, the Active FM, where Christ music is hot, 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 hot music. Yeah, creativity, man.
Yeah.
It's about that thing. Creativity, putting a spark onto the strums. Amore.
Right? Mm-hmm. Guys, I can't get these words right. You know, DJ Dash,
mm-hmm.
please, we need to go for lessons after this.
Yeah.
Where we do the, you know,
yeah.
the incredible.
Incredible.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right?
Amore.
Yes.
Sauce. It's just that one, the sauce part of it. You got it.
Yeah.
Isn't it awesome? It's incredible indeed. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's amore. So everybody, you heard it all from us right here on the number one station, the Active Family. Christ music is hot music. So everybody, we're gonna be closing it like this today because it's been awesome. It's been awesome having you, and we thank you so much for supporting these shows, and keep on supporting them, and go around the world, tell other people as well, share the shows with other people, share the links with other people so that they can get to understand who they are and get to appreciate themselves, as we've spoken about lighting up today and this whole issue of skin bleaching. Some people feel comfortable with it. No, we're not condemning anybody. So it's a choice that you have to make. It's a choice that everybody makes. So it's up to you what you're going to do. It's up to you what you want to do with your skin. If you don't feel comfortable with it and you want to change it, then go ahead. But you get what I'm saying? What we're promoting is that every person has to find their identity. And that identity can be found only in Christ.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, just the closing words, Tris. Yeah.
Well, DJ Dash, I heard you saying that people, you know, you're just encouraging them. Mm-hmm. If they want to go for it, they must go for it. Trust me, you're going to feel the consequences. Mm-hmm. Do not go for it. I warn you now. Yeah. Do not go for it.
Talking from experience,
yes.
Eh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't go for it. You are beautiful the way you are. Start appreciating yourself. See yourself as the beauty princess that you really are, and a princess that you really are. If you start doing that, you're going to appreciate yourself. Literally. Yeah. It's that easy. It's one third away from bleaching yourself, one third away from doing what's right.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah, that's amazing, everybody. You can also interact with us. I know I've said this countless times, but it's important that we inform you each and every single time. Go on Facebook, ActiveFM777, on Twitter, @ActiveFM777, and on Instagram, @ActiveFM777. You can catch us on SoundCloud, iTunes, and catch us on YouTube, Active TV. We all there. You know what I'm saying? It's happening. It's happening, everybody. Until next time, yeah, stay tuned in right here on the number one station, the Active FM, with your boy DJ Dash and
Tracy Sauce.
Hey, Tracy Sauce. Yeah, yeah, you got it. You got it. You got it, everybody. Until next time, enjoy your weekend and enjoy it responsibly. We love you. Thank you.
See you next time.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful. Ooh. for sin.